This is KCUR 89.3. Over the last few years, the country's tech giants, Google, Twitter, and Facebook, have all been called out for their mostly white and mostly male staffs. One businessman wants to build a new tech scene in Kansas City with diversity hardwired into its core. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez introduces you to that man and his vision.
I want you to meet V. Weiser Dixon. Dixon is a familiar face around Kansas City's historic jazz district. At a local barber shop, the owner, Joey, sang his praises.
Yeah, V for president.
V for president?
Yeah.
And he's a regular face at the Black Economic Union.
Gentlemen of the jury. Hey, what's up? I brought somebody in here. They want to interview you guys.
Dixon grew up here back in the 50s and 60s at the height of popularity for 18th and Vine. But today, the district is a shell of its former self. And Dixon has an ambitious idea he thinks could breathe new life into this part of town. He's purchased 22 acres of land just south of the Jazz District, where he wants to build a sort of tech hub centered on entrepreneurs of color. There would be co-working spaces, apartments, and business incubators.
Yeah, it'd be an urban technology and research park. Some developers might call it a mixed-use development, but kind of focused on Kansas City's being a startup city.
Officially, it would be called the Enterprise Village Ecosystem, or EVE. The Kansas City Star dubbed it a Black Silicon Valley. But as Kansas City vies with other cities to become a Midwestern tech mecca, incubators, co-working spaces, and accelerators are popping up all over the metro. And for some, Black Silicon Valley may sound divisive, but for Lewis Bird, founder of consulting agency Melly Blue, the idea is not bad. In fact, he says if Dixon can pull it off, it could be great, because as much as KC likes to pat itself on the back for its startup scene, Bird says it's not really that inclusive to Black and brown entrepreneurs.
And this isn't unique to Kansas City, it's everywhere, right? But there's elements of a lot of non-inclusiveness that it just happens. And we see it from the venture capitalists, who do they fund? You see it to people being invited to certain things. And I mean, it's definitely there.
And the problem, he says, is that we're not quite ready to admit it. Something that struck him at a luncheon during Tech Week KC back in September.
I brought up inclusion, and then honestly, the energy in the room shifted. It was just like, what do you mean inclusion? And you can see everybody tensing up.
So clearly Dixon is onto something by positioning his project as a way to fill the void for Black and brown entrepreneurs. And he's no stranger to starting a successful business. Back in the 80s, he started a fast food restaurant, Wings and Things. The original store was right next to Arthur Bryant's.
Now right here on this corner on 18th and Brooklyn was our incubator.
You heard right. He didn't just run a restaurant. He also ran a business incubator in Kansas City in the 1980s.
You know, we had this big old building. We didn't know we needed to fill it up with tenants. And if you had an idea, dream, or vision, you know, we would help you go into business in order to create, you know, this incubator type or cluster of small businesses that, you know, feed one another.
But while V was having success in business, he was also having a big internal conflict. He wanted to dedicate his life to God. It's something that he's always struggled with.
It was taught to me, the elders that I grew up, that, hey, either you got to be in business and be a businessman, or you got to be a preacher or whatever it is that you've called to do in ministry, but you can't mix the two.
So he took a big break from business in the 90s to pursue that call. And when he came back in 2004, he wasn't thrilled with what he saw. It seemed as if his old neighborhood, the Jazz District, had been left behind other parts of the city. That's when he approached his friends at the Black Economic Union, opened an office, and quietly acquired about 22 acres of land that he wants to transform into EVE, the Enterprise Village Ecosystem. But this idea is bigger than any project V has ever taken on, and it's going to take a lot to pull it off. Felicia Hatcher is one of the founders of Black Tech Week, and her mission right now is to bring innovation centers to marginalized populations. She's a champion for ideas like this.
She's hitting the nail on the head as far as addressing that problem and addressing that problem in the community that can definitely benefit from it when all the pieces of the pie come together.
So what are those pieces?
K-12 has to be involved, because that's starting that activity and that's starting that education and kind of non-traditional skills-based education very early.
On that front, Dixon's property is pretty well situated. Bordering on one side of his property is Kansas City Neighborhood Academy, a new public charter school that focuses on science and technology. And on another border of his property is Lincoln Prep, one of Missouri's top high schools. He says both schools are eager to work with him when he gets his project off the ground. The next step...
A really strong university partner has to be a part of that conversation. It has to be a part of that plan.
And he thinks he's got that taken care of, too. He has letters of support from UMKC and Avila should he succeed in building his development. Third thing...
A co-working space. That allows those businesses to kind of come in, be incubated, or go through some sort of accelerator that has a focus on minority businesses in order to give them kind of like the wraparound support that they need to actually be able to flourish in that area.
That's the part Dixon is planning on building, a mix of residences, storefronts, and offices. So he's on the right track with his idea, but that's the easy part. Dixon isn't the first person who's tried to revitalize the Jazz District. The city has invested more than $100 million in the area over the last 20 years, and it's in the middle of an effort to put another $28 million into 18th and Vine, just north of Dixon's land. But not everyone is on board with the city's plans, because despite all of this investment, not much has changed for the people who actually live in the Jazz District.
I kept hearing this thing over and over is that we want white people to come down here. I don't. You know, I really want economic development for the people that live here.
That's the voice of a woman who didn't want to give her name during a town hall hosted by KCUR this past summer about the city's plans. Some other residents, like Gaylord Kushine, say redevelopment plans aren't designed with current residents in mind.
Because if you bring them about, it's only one segment of people here that are going to be able to enjoy it, and they won't look like us.
Dixon doesn't think he'll face the same resistance as the city. After all, he's an insider. He grew up near 18th and Vine and started other businesses there. And the property he owns is currently vacant. No tearing down buildings or forcibly removing anyone. He's also confident that at some point down the line, the city is going to help him out with money. Quinton Lucas is a city council member from the Jazz District, and although he says he's excited by the idea, let's just say he's not convinced.
I don't know if this is the type of project, particularly given that we're contributing $28 million a block or two north. I don't know if this is the type of dollar for a project where city funds directly to be put into. And I would certainly hope that significant private capital takes the lead in this project.
I asked Dixon on multiple occasions whether he had any private investors lined up to pay for this, and I never really got a good answer. His response was always, "We're getting ready to close the deal." Money remains the biggest question mark in this whole project. Still, Dixon has faith this project will succeed, even if the path ahead with the investors, the city, or even neighbors isn't easy. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.